Mahoning County Prosecutor Lynn Morrow is seeking a delay in the retrial of an Alliance man accused in the murder of a 17-year-old girl. Morrow asked Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney Tuesday to continue the case of 54-year-old Robert Moore. She said she wants a special prosecutor to take over, citing a possible conflict of interest. Morrow says she consulted with Moore's family and her private practice in 2021. Moore scheduled for trial Monday on a charge of aggravated murder. He was found not guilty in the June 2009 disappearance of Glenna White in Smith Township. Sweeney declared a mistrial in 2022 after jurors were unable to agree on a lesser charge of murder. Family emergency involving an attorney and juror misconduct prompted two more mistrials. City of Alliance has a 2025 budget. Council approved the spending plan last month. Total appropriations are $58 million. That's about $11 million less than last year. Auditor Kevin Knowles says that's partly due to American Rescue funds being exhausted. General fund is $15.1 million, or about $1 million more than last year. Factors include scheduled pay raises for city employees and the city taking on a larger share of health care costs. Two more local school boards have reorganized for 2025. In Alliance, the Board of Education elected Beth Canfield Simbro as president and Bill Coe as vice president Tuesday. Regular meetings will continue to be held the third Tuesday of each month at 5 o'clock in the administration offices. In Marlington, the board re-elected Karen Humphreys as president. Jonathan Swift was named vice president. Regular meetings will be held the third Thursday of each month at 6 o'clock in the high school's digital learning zone. Bond set at $1 million for a suspect in a Canton shooting. 29-year-old Marcolo Richardson of Canton arraigned Tuesday in municipal court on charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, and failure to comply. A status hearing scheduled Friday. Richardson allegedly shot 37-year-old Devon Spencer three times Saturday night at a gas station on Mahoning Road Northeast. Spencer was listed in critical condition at Altman Hospital. The case will be heard by the Starr County Grand Jury for direct indictment. Owners of the Timken Stables asking the Ohio Supreme Court to get involved in their legal battle to keep the property. The appeal was made after the 5th District Court rejected an appeal filed by the Beit HaKavod Messianic Synagogue. Starr County Common Pleas Court Judge Kristen Farmer last March gave Rabbi Mark and Heidi Lancaster 30 days to make safety-related repairs or else the structure would be sold. The City of Canton filed suit in 2023 to force the owners to bring the building up to code. The suit says several violations were found during inspections between 2019 and 2022. None of the ordered repairs have been completed. There's a new face leading the Stark Economic Development Board. A search committee for the nonprofit organization appointed C. Stephen McKenzie as president and CEO. His first day on the job will be Monday. McKenzie has 30 years of experience in economic development, most recently as president and CEO of Windsor Canada-based Invest Windsor Essex. He succeeds Ray Hexamer, who is retiring after 8 years. Man guilty of three counts of rape, sentenced to 20 years to life in prison. 51-year-old Leonard Sykes elected to have Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio rather than a jury hear his case. Sykes was indicted in November 2022 following an arrest in September of that year. The Vindicator reports he was found guilty despite the alleged victim recanting her accusations in open court. Guilty verdicts were also returned on counts of importuning and disseminating matter harmful to a juvenile. Man arrested during a drug investigation by the Mahoning Valley Law Enforcement Task Force will spend at least 4 years behind bars. 32-year-old Colby Jacobs of Austintown was arrested in April 2022 after a warrant was served at his West Hampton Drive home. Investigators reportedly found cocaine, guns, and over $22,000 in cash. One of the six men charged for their alleged roles in a Youngstown murder has pleaded guilty. Daniel Ramsey, charged with tampering with evidence. Reynaldo Hernandez was found shot to death October 18th at Wardle Avenue and Liberty Road on the city's east side. Two other men have pleaded not guilty. Andre Bailey is charged with aggravated murder, aggravated robbery, and having weapons under disability. He has a trial date Monday. Vincent Marbley and Eddie Winfrey are also charged with aggravated murder. They remain at large. Ramsey will be sentenced March 4th. Becoming a crowded race for mayor of Youngstown. Councilwoman Samantha Turner announced her candidacy Tuesday. She'll run in the Democratic primary against incumbent Tito Brown. WFMJ-TV reports Turner's top priority is reducing crime. Businessman Derek McDowell and John White are running as independent candidates. White is the husband of Councilwoman Amber White. An officer at the Ross County Correctional Institution died from blunt force injuries to his head. The Franklin County Coroner's Office released the autopsy report for 62-year-old Andrew Lansing Tuesday. The Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections said Lansing was attacked by Rayshawn Cannon on Christmas Day while in his guard shack in the middle of the prison yard. State Patrol is investigating Lansing's death. Cannon, who was in prison for felonious assault and weapons charges, was transferred to the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility after Lansing's death. At the following funeral announcements, service for 94-year-old Elda L. Tate of Homeworth Saturday at noon at First Baptist Church, arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Scivolacci.